You are listening to The Beckett Cook Show with your host, Beckett Cook. For more information about Beckett and his ministry, visit his website at beckettcook.com. To help support the podcast, visit patreon.com/The Beckett Cook Show. Please consider subscribing to the podcast and leaving a 5-star rating.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. I just wanted to give you an update on Tom, my friend who was in the ICU. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, there is an episode, which we'll put a link to right now, called Banned from the ICU. And it's all about what happened with my friend Tom. But I wanted to give you an update and a praise report because on Saturday, I got a phone call. And it was like, I didn't recognize the number. I answered the phone. I wasn't sure if I should answer the phone, but I answered the phone. And then I hear this voice on the other end and I'm like, wait, who is this? And it was Tom. And I was like, what? Oh my gosh. Like, I've been trying to get in touch with you. What, how are you? What's going on? And he sounded completely normal, like the Tom I used to know way back in the day. Like, he sounded happy and he sounded completely just normal, and he sounded healthy. I don't know if you can sound healthy, but he sounded healthy. And we chatted for about an hour or an hour and a half, and he told me that he was very upset when he found out that I was banned from the ICU by his friend Michael. And I said, yeah, that was kind of crazy. And I told him, you know, I said, just so you know, because when I visited him the first time, I said, you know, so you know, I was in your room for a couple of hours. I laid hands on you. I prayed for you. I prayed over you. I said, did you hear me? Because I was told by the nurse that and he could even hear in an unconscious state. So I said, did you hear anything? And he said, no. And I said, well, I was praying for you. And I said, the next day was when you started getting better. And I'm confident that that was God answering prayers, because his reaction to that was, it was very sweet. I mean, he was not antagonistic at all about my faith, about Christianity. He just kind of framed it in like, oh yeah, like, you know, I was glad that there was kind of so much positive, you know, energy going on. He kind of framed it in like positive energy or positive kind of thoughts. And I kept sort of bringing it back to God, and he would say, and I asked him about his liver and his kidneys, because he was on dialysis. Like, and so I asked him about that stuff, and he said, yeah, like, totally normal, totally back to normal. And I was like, praise God. And so he had to go through some sort of, you know, physical therapy for a little bit just to kind of remind himself how to walk. And because he was in the ICU for, you know, I don't know how long it was. It was probably like 3 weeks or maybe even longer. And, but he was laughing and joking, and we were like, you know, reminiscing about kind of old times and joking, and he was totally, totally normal. And he told me, you know, he would love to hang out and come see me, or I come to Santa Monica and see him. And I really, if I do see him, which I want to do, if I do see him, I want to really spend some time laying out the gospel for him and really telling him, okay, look, Tom, like, this is the deal. And I want to tell him that I didn't tell him this yet, but I wanted to tell him that there were thousands of people praying for you, maybe hundreds of thousands. Cause that video has like 140,000 views, the earlier one from Banned from the ICU. And so I just want to thank you guys for praying for Tom. I know it had a huge impact on him in his healing process. And I mean, it's miraculous. Even the doctors and a couple of the doctors and some of the nurses were just shocked when he was as healthy as he was when he came out of it. And even one of the doctors came to his room and said, "Hey, I just want to meet you because this is like a miracle that you're alive." I mean, because remember when I was there visiting him, before I prayed for him, I asked the nurse, I said, what does it look like with him? And she literally said, it looks very bad. And it made it seem like he was on death's door. And he even told me in our conversation that he was probably going to die. And he said that he's so, so happy to be alive. He lost I think he said 45 pounds, which is crazy because he was already, he's kind of like my build and has the same weight as I do. So he said he looks crazy right now. He looks really, really skinny. And so he's trying to put weight back on, but he's just like back to normal, back to life, and he's doing amazing. And I just want to ask you guys to continue praying for him, praying for salvation, because obviously that's like the real need, the eternal need. And so I really want Tom to come to know Jesus and to have a relationship with him and have eternal life. He said that that period while he was in the hospital, obviously he was detoxing off of alcohol and any drugs that he was on before. But so he says that he has no desire, zero desire to drink alcohol. Like it's completely gone, which is praise God. I mean, he has zero, because he was a heavy drinker his whole life. And so he has no desire to drink again. And he has no desire to do any drugs or smoke pot, well, anything. Like he just has no desire to do that. So I think he's at the very minimum, he's, you know, on the way to being a healthy person physically. But I just want him to be a healthy person spiritually and to be born again. So please keep praying for Tom's salvation. You guys were such a huge support in that. And I just know, like, as I said before in the video, it's like he doesn't stand a chance with all these people, with all of you guys praying for him. Like, God's going to move. So please continue to pray for Tom. Michael, please continue to pray for Michael, his friend that banned me from the ICU. I don't know much of an update on him other than that Tom kind of scolded him for not allowing me to be in the ICU. He thought it was ridiculous that he did that to me. So I was so happy that he called because I had tried to reach out through old email addresses and old phone numbers. I wasn't sure if he still had those addresses or phone numbers, but I was so happy he called because I felt like he was mad at me or something, or I don't know. I don't know what, but I'm glad he called because I feel like we're totally reconciled as friends, and he really values our friendship and he trusts me. And so I just really want to sit down with him maybe several times and really tell the gospel to him. Also, a lot of you guys have seen, there was a Newsweek article that came out, which I'll also post below the link to the Newsweek article. And they did a piece I was in this article about the Pray Away movie, because a reporter contacted me from Newsweek, and because of the article I wrote for the Gospel Coalition and because of the video I did for my show on the movie, on the documentary Pray Away on Netflix. And she interviewed me and she did the article, and I read the article and I was stunned at how well it was written, like how fair and balanced it was from my perspective. And there was no, and it was amazing because I was able to really give a gospel presentation in the article and really, really clearly explain what it means to, you know, no longer identify as gay and follow Christ and deny myself and take up my cross and in how, what it's like to be single and celibate and all that. And, she was so kind and generous. So when you read, if you read the article, you'll see, like, you'll be shocked at how it was almost like she was kind of rooting for me. It was amazing. So please check that article out and please continue to pray for Tom. And I will see you next time on the Becca Cook Show. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Becca Cook Show. Your support makes this content possible. All episodes of the Becca Cook Show are also available on YouTube. For more information about Beckett and his ministry, visit his website at beckettcook.com.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.